We continue Beis Hashem's Baruch to discuss this concept of using somebody else's object without their permission. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Petzela Chochma, Chelik Vov, Simen Kuf Yud Ches. He discusses a situation where there are two bachrim, two boys in one room, sharing a dormitory room, and one of them forgot to prepare olive oil to light his Hanukkah menorah with. And his friend has oil. He already has more than enough oil for his menorah for that night. He lit already the menorah. He's fine. But he's not there, and he's not available. He can't be reached if he's allowed to borrow some oil and pay him back. Can he take oil without his permission or not? So the Betzel HaChochma quotes the halacha that we mentioned in our previous year. It's halacha Narachayim, Simen Yudalit Sifdalit. Motolito Talis Chaveroi. I could take someone else's talis without his knowledge. I can make a broch on it. I have to fold it the way I found it. And the reason is, people are happy that I should be able to use their objects for a mitzvah if it doesn't involve them suffering any loss. So it would seem that here too, it should be mutter. I could use the oil. But of course, as we mentioned in our previous shiur, it's very different. Because in the case of the talis, I'm taking the talis and returning the talis as it is. In the case of the oil, in the question that we're discussing, I'm not taking it. I'm using it up. Particularly if the Taz in that halacha in Simen Yudala teaches us that even if the halacha is that it could take his talis without his permission, the halacha, however, remains that I can't take it out of the shul. So certainly, I can't use his oil, which I can never return, without his permission. So then he says that perhaps if I take his oil, even though I'm taking it without permission, but I put money there, the value of the oil that I'm taking, and there's plenty of time till tomorrow night to where he could get oil, and we're in a place where Baruch Hashem, there is oil available, the halacha should be that maybe it should be mutter. So he quotes a halacha in Hilchos Pesach in Orach Chaim Siman Tuf Lamed Beis, where somebody rented a home from someone else under the assumption that the home was already had Bedikas Chametz, and then it turns out that it didn't have Bedikas Chametz. So the halacha is that the renter, the tenant, can back off from the deal. So the Rav Magid explaining that halacha has a machloikus, quotes machloikus Rishonim, if the tenant did Bedikas Chametz, or he hired someone to clean the home, could he ask the person from whom he rented the home for the money that he spent to clean the home? And the Ram's opinion is, the Ramban's opinion is, of course, if I laid out money, I have, and it was the landlord responsibility to clean the home, I have a right to ask for that money that I spent for the job that he should have done. Duran disagrees. Duran says, I did a mitzvah. My money was used for a mitzvah. And even if, therefore, it involves a loss of my spending the money, but it was used for tzorich mitzvah, therefore, it's mutter. So we see, it seems, that even in a situation where it costs me money, we say, nichal inish, the levad mitzvah of my name. So he says, you can't compare that situation. Because in the situation where I will end up having spent the money for the Bedikas Chametz, the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz will be considered as if I did the mitzvah. So since it's considered as if I did the mitzvah, so I'm prepared, says Duran, to spend money to have the schus of doing a mitzvah. But in a situation where I'm going to end up spending money and someone else is going to have the mitzvah, there, that halacha doesn't apply. So therefore, and that's why he says, in the case of the talus, going back to the beginning of this year, if I'm not going to fold up the talus, I'm not allowed to take the talus. Isn't that person's talus being used? The answer is, I'm getting the mitzvah for using the talus, not the owner of the talus. If the owner of the talus won't get the schar for the mitzvah, he's not prepared to let his object be used for a mitzvah, only in a case when he's going to get the schar for the mitzvah. And the raya is, the Gemara says, here in Masechta Bava Metzia, you're not allowed to use someone else's sefer without his permission if it was never used previously, or two people can't learn together from someone else's sefer without his permission. Why? Nichlei l'inish, the l'sevet mitzvah m'mayneh. But again, the answer is that since the mitzvah is going to be mine, that I'm learning, and somebody else's object may get ruined, in such a situation, I have no right to use someone else's object without their permission. So, la locha lemaisa, he paskins, that if I'm spending money that I wasn't obligated to spend, but at least I'm getting the schus of doing a mitzvah, so there it's one category. But in a situation where someone else's object is being used, even for a dvar mitzvah, but it's not their mitzvah, and the object that I'm using may get ruined by me using it, halacha is that I'm not allowed to use it. He also says that by the case of Bedikas Chametz, there may be a different reason why I should spend the money, even though it was the landlord's responsibility. It's more of a chosha mishpat shayla. He takes the approach that if somebody's renting an apartment, he found an apartment that he's satisfied with, and he came to terms with the landlord, so there, the insignificant cost of rent, of having the apartment cleaned, doesn't make it that because of that the deal should be called off. However, in other situations, that may not be the same case. La'aloch l'maisa, he says, the only time he would let the roommate use the oil of his roommate without his permission, A, is because it's a dvar mitzvah that he only now has the opportunity to fulfill. No other way will he be able to fulfill the dvar mitzvah. Coupled with the fact, as we mentioned earlier, that he has to make sure to put money there that his roommate could easily replace the oil that's being used without permission. There's another issue that I saw the Chashuki Chemed brings up, and that is there a din, a question, is there a din by Ner Chanukah of Lechem, that you have to own the oil that's being used? So if there's a din of Lechem, and you didn't have permission to use that oil, then you have a new issue. But it seems that the Paiskim don't have a source to say there's Lechem. The Chashuki Chemed also discusses another interesting situation. He discusses a situation where somebody came to a there was a get being written in a Beis Din. And we know that when a get is written in a Beis Din, of course we have to have Eidim. And in the Beis Din, there was a bottle of soda or whatever in the Beis Din. And the Rav, who was in charge of setting up the get, saw that one of the Eidim went and drank from that water, from that soda, without getting permission. And it bothered the Rav very much, as we're learning in our Gemara, that Tosef's opinion is that if you take something from someone else without their permission, it might be a situation of gezel. So the question was that the Rav now had, can he let this individual who was doing this be an aid to the get? We know that somebody who's a gazlan is not allowed to be an aid to a get. He's not allowed to be an aid. He's a pasul aid. And he maybe would disqualify the get. So he says, because as we quoted in our previous year, the Shach disagrees. The Shach's opinion is that if I'm certain that the person wouldn't mind, it's not considered gezel. And he says another point. He says that, and we had this concept earlier, we discussed it in Daf Hei Amud Beis, regarding the lav of Loisachmud, that if somebody thinks that what he's doing is not gezel, even though perhaps al pi din it is gezel, that doesn't make you into a gazlan. So this person who took this drink was certain what he's doing is fine, because his thinking was that the person who I took from certainly doesn't mind. So in his mind he wasn't oyver gezela. And furthermore, since the halacha is that by a get, the Rabbonim ask the Eidim to be Mahara B'tshuva, to do tshuva right before they sign the name. So if he is a Gazlan, he did tshuva on that Aveira. And also, if the person who indeed his soda he drank without permission is Michael him, doesn't mind that he drank the soda, based on all of these considerations, he paskins that this individual could still be an aid to this get. But clearly from here we see how seriously the Paiskin took the concept of not taking something from someone else without their permission and full-hearted consent.